Ah, her, follow Michelle, and follow longevity. You'll decide for yourself. So I've had a Twitter account for 3 years that I never went on. And then 8 months ago, I'm like, oh, I should kind of go on that. And so I went on it. It was my choice to go onto Twitter to find out what else longevity-wise was going on Twitter.
You could, yeah.
All right? And so it will be your choice. And you'll make the decision one day, hey, I think I might check out what's happening on Twitter, or I won't. I thought, and I still believe, Twitter's really for celebrities. Like, every celebrity on the planet's got this massive Twitter following. And nice. And what? Oh, and high schoolers. Oh, for sure, high schoolers, yes. Twitter is for the young and for celebrities. And so I wasn't looking to get on there to be a celebrity. So my thought process was, nobody's going to follow me. I have 32,000 followers on Twitter from nothing more than engaging with the word longevity. All right? And only in the last 8 months. So I went from 200 and some odd friends to 32,000 friends. I didn't pay enough attention, just like, you know, when you're debating if you're Pepsi or Coca-Cola. I didn't realize that there's this whole other group who are only on Twitter, and they're doing a great job, but we need everybody hashtagging longevity to get that recognition we're looking for.
It's a big picture thing. Do I have a minute to go over tagging?
Tagging?
Yeah. So if does anyone know how to tag on Facebook? Yeah?
No, we did. We took our picture.
But I meant just for your personal pages. If you're tagging in your friends, and some of them, you got to know that it's all right if you do, you get a wider exposure. I'm going back a little bit, but I'm just saying when they post on their personal pages for whatever they're doing, you post all your friends and you're going to get a wider exposure.
You can always tag your friends. Posting. So everyone tags me, and then the bottom line is I choose behind the scenes of what I'm going to allow onto my page or not. So everyone in here can tag me, but you can't run to my page and wonder where the post is, because I've got it blocked so that I approve everything that I was tagged in before I allow it to go onto my page, because I have so many competitors trying to tag me so that it looks like I'm associated with their company. So I've got mine locked down, so I make sure that everything, and I put a ton up, but I make sure that everything that I'm tagged in is relevant to what I want put on my page. Yes, Michelle. Oh yeah, no. But it's not on your personal page.
It's not on my personal page,
right? But your newsfeed is only to your eyes only.
You can untag
it. It's your newsfeed. It's nobody else's newsfeed. No one else is seeing your newsfeed other than you.
Because it'll tell you it'll show on your friend's newsfeed.
Well, then you don't have it locked down correctly. Well, I'll help you with that. Yes.
What is your thoughts on Instagram?
I love Instagram.
I love Instagram.
Woo! 50,000 followers. I love Instagram. Here's the deal with Instagram. I'm on it. I start also at 5 a.m. Do you?
Yes.
We both start at 5 a.m. on Instagram, and I don't have to do anything but put up a really great picture. That's all you have to do. I hashtag three things on Instagram. My Instagram is linked to my Tumblr, which I'm never on, which is linked to my Twitter. So I hashtag every single day, longevity, live the life you want, be the change. All three of those. Because if you go onto Instagram and you click on Be the Change, everything about our foundation will come up. If you go on to Live the Life You Want, everything about my event will come up, the next event that we have. And then, of course, longevity. And we have thousands of people on Instagram tied to longevity. It is 100% about pictures. 100%. There's Ted right now. Yes, Paul. Yes. He uses Hootsuite. So Paul's suggestion to all of you is he uses an app called Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. I used to use it. I used it briefly. Hootsuite is great. You can go to bed the night before, put into Hootsuite what you want to post at 5 a.m., and it will instantly post for you. So if you've got to drive, or if you've got to work, or if you've got to work core for 3 days, or HIT, whatever it is, and you can't be on Facebook during the time that you're committed to something else, Hootsuite will set up all your posts for you. But it will also tell your fans or tell your friends that it was posted by Hootsuite. So one of the reasons I stopped using it is I didn't want people to think that I was using a robot to put up all my posts. I'm just giving you my personal opinion to it. I want you to know at 5 a.m., by gosh, I'm up at 5 a.m. So that's my thing.
And by the way, if you guys didn't know this, but Paul is one of the best people that we have on Twitter. He is a rock star on there. So everybody should find him. You're amazing, Paul.
You need more control. Any other questions, everybody? You know where I get my continuing education? These two people right here in the front row, Deborah Burnoff and Michael Burnoff. Please stand up. Because before I took on social media, and I was talking to Henry about taking on social media, I attended some courses through Michael and Deborah, and it was through them and their courses that taught me how to better connect with everybody out there. And honestly, they will give you the skills and the tips and everything that you need to have a better relationship with everybody, both personally and with social media. The very first course that I went to with Michael Burnoff, I went there to be better at social media. And I'm telling you, it changed my life. And it changed the life of Youngevity. And we went from, well, we moved up 18 spots on Twitter alone just in the last 30 days from further tips that I got from attending one of Deborah Burnoff's events. I mean, these two people right here, honestly, if you missed going to their booth at all during this event, this is your last opportunity, or you can Google them. But honestly, they're going to give you the skills that you need in order to be better at what you do.
Yeah, if you ever feel like you're still missing sometimes the words to say, or that you're having a difficult time transferring the passion you have for Youngevity into somebody else, these two people are the key to that.
They absolutely
unlock it for you, and they make this business much, much, much easier.